Hello, and welcome everyone to the second out of three live chats we are holding for the Beta 10-Day Detox. It's day four, so that means we are almost halfway through, and we're so excited that everyone's here. My name is Lizzie. I am the nutritionist for the program, and I am here tonight to go over some more questions that we've been getting and clarify any confusion thus far. Now that you're all pretty much in the swing of things, maybe there's some fine-tuning that we can do. And then we're basically just going to open it up for some Q&A because I know a lot of people have some questions. If you joined us yesterday for the first one, I know we ran out of time. So if you have questions, we will try our best to get to them tonight. But again, we're going to have one more on Friday, and that one is going to be held at 1 p.m. Again, feel free to check the FAQ page on our landing page. That's going to be updated daily with new information. If there's any changes for whatever reason, there's a plethora of information there. And like I said yesterday, we hope that you put it on your daily checklist and see what's going on with the program to help you out. Okay, before we begin, I just want to reiterate that we can't really focus on personal medical questions. So we would love to. Dr. Hyman has created this program to help as many people as he can. He's so grateful for your participation. And while if he could help you all individually, he would, it's really not fair to you because we don't know you, we wouldn't be able to give you the proper medical advice. So be prudent, be sensible. If you have questions that you're really concerned about, we strongly suggest you work with your local provider, get any questions answered. No need to suffer or be uncomfortable. It's the opposite of this program. Any questions to do with nutrition, to do with supplements, food, some of the lifestyle parts of the program, I'm more than happy to help you with. I'll try my best to work with you tonight here. But don't forget, we have the wonderful nutrition coaching program. Information for that can be found on the landing page, the frequently asked questions page. And if you haven't met me yet over there, I look forward to meeting you and hearing about your story and your journey there as well. So speaking of that, I'm going to move on to talking about some of the bigger questions that I've been getting and hearing about from you all. And one of the questions that's come up a lot sounds like we're having maybe concern is the right word about calories and quantity of food, and am I getting enough? I've been tracking my food before this, and I love using my apps on my phone or a computer program to help me, and it doesn't look like I'm getting enough calories. What's up with that? Am I getting enough protein? I thought I was supposed to be getting a lot of protein. I counted. I don't think I'm getting enough protein. You know, what do you think about that? Can I have the nutrition facts? We don't necessarily have the nutrition facts, and there's a conscious reason why. While we might provide those at some point, Dr. Hyman is really, really passionate about people understanding the difference between quality of food versus quantity. Often in our culture, we're taught to think about nutrition from the head in our brain. And there's a really special process that happens when you tune into the brain that's in your gut. It's called the enteric nervous system. And this brain in your gut is actually way more powerful in healing a broken body and in balanced hormones and trying to let go of stubborn weight or, you know, toxic process using the body. And when we tune in to that intuitive sense of eating from the place in the gut, that's when the healing begins. I know I've addressed this with some people, but I would love to reiterate how important it is for these 10 days. I know it's a comfort to use some of those calorie counters as a device, like a crutch. I know it's comfortable, but for 10 days, we would strongly suggest that as best you can, you let go of worrying about the grams of this or that and focus on the quality of what you're putting into your body. All of the food that Dr. Hyman has selected for this program is so incredibly rich in nutrition. And when your cells get all the nutrients that they were designed to get, an amazing thing happens. We're actually nourished. We're really fed. We're fed how the body is meant to be fed. And what happens when we're fed properly? Hunger signals start to make themselves more obvious. Likewise, satiety. What does that mean? That means instead of saying, hey, this meal must have been 500 calories and 27 grams of protein, I must have had enough. Instead of being caught up in the brain, it allows us to get a sense of what our own individual bodies need. Joe down the street might need X amount of calories to make him feel that place of comfort, while Jane next door might need a different amount. So instead of focusing on exact quantities of food, we want you to trust that your body holds the wisdom to have its own set comfort point of food. And by eating all whole foods and getting rid of the junk and the processed foods, the packaged convenience stuff with added sugars and salt and types of fat that aren't good for us, and all sorts of chemicals and sweeteners and additives and fillers and binders and all that stuff that's in our common day food market. We get rid of all that stuff, our body has the power to finally feel what it's been wanting to feel, to know when it's been nourished. So that's why we're not providing the nutrition facts, and that's why my advice to you is, if you can, let go of the crutch of counting and tune into your body's intuitive wisdom and learn how to feel what it feels like to be hungry and pay attention to that point in the meal where you're no longer hungry, but you're not stuffed. There's a big difference. So I want you all to think about that tonight as you head into the rest of the program. So a lot of what today was about was turning that fat storage off. And that's a real huge part of it. So if you want to turn that fat storage off, you really want to get outside of your brain and back into your body. Get comfortable in your particular body. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. You just want to focus on what it feels like for you to be properly fed. So that was one question. Another question that's also kind of similar in that how Dr. Hyman wants this to be a personalized program is exercise. So a lot of people are writing in and they're saying, hey, you know, I actually love to exercise and it's already part of my life. I think that I would enjoy maintaining my current yoga class or my cardio circuit, or my weight training, or my dance. Can I do that? Dr. Hyman says I should only walk. The goal is for you to move. So movement helps increase insulin sensitivity. When you move those muscles, great things happen. It also helps you with proper elimination and detoxification. So exercise is such a key and crucial part to your success over these 10 days and actually for the rest of your life. So yes, if you want to do some of your other activity, you don't necessarily just have to walk. He chose walking because it's so simple. All you need is a pair of walking sneakers and the space to do it. But if you want to have a dance party in your house, turn up the music and have some fun dancing, go for it. If you want to add in a little weight training or whatnot, that's perfectly fine. The one thing that we would suggest is to keep in mind that this is still a detox program. And for 10 days, yeah, you can think about it like you're almost shocking your system a little bit. As you've noticed, this program isn't necessarily the most common day diet or program. There's some things that are pretty different that Dr. Hyman is asking you to do. And the goal is, when you reboot your system, you're asking your body to make some quick adjustments. And in that quick amount of time, your body's working really hard. So even though you don't know how hard your body's working because you don't think you're doing a lot of work, it's actually more about relaxation, right? Beneath the skin, your body's working really hard to try to find its way back to balance, to restore its health. So sometimes too much exercise can be a stress on the system. And if your body is trying to work with the demands of exercise, and you're also eating certain foods that don't necessarily supply the proper fuel for certain types of exercise, it can be really confusing for the body, and it could create some stress. And stress is the complete antithesis of what we want to happen for the 10 days. So again, it's about personalizing it. It's about being sensible and using excellent judgment. For 30 minutes or maybe a little bit longer, if, you know, you're accustomed to that, get your exercise in, whatever that means to you. But don't overdo it. When the 10 days are over, you'll have more time to include some other foods that might support you. And if you over-exercise too much and utilize too much of your fuel, you're not going to feel well. Might feel low, shaky, nauseous, headachy. It might make you want to eat certain foods, too, that you kind of committed to not eat for the 10 days. So keep that in mind. Now, we did talk about insulin today, so I hope everyone read in their manual all about insulin resistance and how we can turn the signals that tell the body to not store fat, to decrease inflammation, to let go of toxicity. So I hope you all got to read about that. I know we talked a lot about sugar. Dr. Hyman really tried to drive home the point why this program is all about smart carbs. And then later, on Friday, you know, we can address transitioning off of the detox and, you know, potentially including some other forms of smart carbs. But right now, the smart carbs that we're including, your non-starchy vegetables and whatnot, those are really to help your body remember how to use that insulin really effectively. When you keep that insulin low, the signals for storing fat also decrease. Your body's inflammation cools down. And amazingly, your body says, huh, all right, this fire's cooled down. It's pretty safe. I think we can let go of some fat. So what happens is we let go of some water weight, and with the exercise, we even start to burn some fat. The body feels like it's safe. It's relaxed. It can do that. So one of the signs of improving insulin sensitivity is looking at our blood sugar. And as you'll notice, Dr. Hyman has spoken a lot about how important it is not to mistake your blood sugar readings for healthier, normal insulin function. And as you go on and you transition to the blood sugar solution, he really does a wonderful job explaining more of that. But I want to address a little bit right now because there have been a lot of questions about, hey, I've been checking my blood sugar. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to look for. Or, you know, what's this about? Why should I be checking my blood sugar? So we all can benefit from checking our blood sugar, not just those of us who've gotten the diagnosis of elevated blood sugar at, you know, the arbitrary number of 126 that says we are officially diagnosed with diabetes. Dr. Hyman, remember, he's all about let's get to the root cause of the disease. And in this case, we can see a spectrum of how disease begins by monitoring our blood sugar and catching it before it gets to a certain place where, in some cases, it's almost too late. But in many cases, Dr. Hyman explains really wonderfully and very succinctly how even at really elevated levels, you can reverse that. So what should you look for? When you test your blood sugar, remember, you want to do a fasting blood sugar daily. So that's probably best when you wake up in the morning. I know it doesn't, we don't have a concrete number in your manual, but you want to aim for the 80s, low 80s. There's a study that Dr. Hyman refers to where people whose fasting sugar are low 80s or even a little lower are least likely to form an insulin resistance or diabetes or diabesity. Then he also says measure 2 hours post-meals, not breakfast, so after lunch and after dinner. And what do you want to look for then? You want your blood sugar to be probably below 120, and some people say it's probably best for it to be below 110. I'm going to repeat that. For fasting, you want it to be low 80s or even potentially a little bit lower. You don't want to have too low a blood sugar, but that would be a good range, high 70s, 80s. 2 hour post meals, lunch and dinner, you want it to be below 120 and even 110 would be good. Please track your results in the survey. If you're keeping a journal and a diary, which we strongly suggest you do, this would also be something to include. This information for you is gold. It's so important to know what your personal body does and responds, what foods cause your blood sugar to be elevated, what circumstances. Are you someone who's sensitive to poor sleep and your blood sugar is higher after a bad night of sleep? Maybe that'll help you actually get the 8 hours or so that we would love for you to get. Maybe it helps you turn off the TV or stop reading the book or whatever it is and get to bed a little earlier. Are you a person whose blood sugar really responds beautifully to exercise, and that can be your motivation? That helps you say, you know what, I'm going to put on those walking shoes or I'm going to have that dance party. So again, this information is so personal. What works for one person might work completely differently for another. So how your body responds to food and exercise and stress and sleep and hormone fluctuations and all different things, it's all about you. So the more you keep track of you, the better you are at empowering your own self to get the health outcomes that you so desire. Something else to think about, we would strongly suggest that sometime after the test, if you haven't done it already, if it's possible, one of the most sensitive tests that you get is something called the insulin response test. And essentially, that lets us know where your insulin is at, because your blood sugar really represents, it's more of a symptom of how sensitive the sensitivity of your insulin, or how resistant you are. So how well your cells are receiving the insulin and being able to utilize it. So insulin is actually probably even more important than the blood sugar. It's just that blood sugar is very easy and accessible to do at home. So if you ask your doctor for an insulin response test, that would be a great indicator to know what your level is of insulin resistance. Another test is the A1C. That would be great. You want that to be less than 5.5. So you can ask your doc about that. Another test that's really powerful is learning about your cholesterol, the quality of your cholesterol. Again, we always talk about quantity in this culture, but what could be more important than the number of your cholesterol is the quality of it. So you want your cholesterol to be light and fluffy, and you don't want it to be dense. So the more it is able to bounce around, so to speak, in your bloodstream, the better off you are. That's also a sign of inflammation and diabetes. There's a certain test called the NMR. You can ask your doctor about that, and certain health insurances will definitely cover it. So, again, the more you learn, the more you know what to ask for, the better your results are. So sometimes having higher cholesterol isn't bad if you know that the quality of that cholesterol is really good. So make sure you take that into account. And then, of course, your vitamin D, the 25OH vitamin D, that's a really, really good indicator also for hormones. Okay, so hopefully you're all checking your blood sugar and you're looking for trends. You want to see it trending down. Remember, this is only day 4. It takes about 3 to 4 days for the body during a detox to get situated and to start to adjust, especially if some other things are still working themselves out. Then it's important to take all that into account, that your blood sugar may fluctuate. That's okay. Don't be disappointed. Don't be nervous about that. Just be aware of it and look for trends. And by all means, if you're having low blood sugar episodes, it's very important. And that's why we keep saying, please speak with your medical practitioner, your local medical practitioner. So especially if you're on a medication for blood sugar, that's really important, because, like I said yesterday, this program works. It works really well, and it can work really fast. So keep an eye on that sugar. And also, most importantly, check in with yourself. How do I feel? What does it feel like when my blood sugar is at this level? Do I feel shaky? Do I feel tired? Do I feel energetic? Do I sleep better? What happens to my cravings? How's my appetite? What's my mood like? All of these things are subjective information, and that is really important, because, again, what works for you can be so different than what works for the next person. Know your story, be aware of yourself, and track it. We can't say it enough. Journaling about what's coming up for you, what it feels like to be in your body, it's all part of becoming healthy. So that mind-body awareness is so powerful. The last topic that I want to talk to, I saved the best for last. So it's a great topic that dietitians, we just love to talk about. We want to talk about your poop. I'll be getting lots of questions about constipation and how do I handle that and is it normal? So first I'd like to say that it's completely normal for the first 3 or 4 days as your diet changes. You're probably increasing the amount of fiber that you normally have. And also detox is occurring. If you're following the program, and I know you're all doing a wonderful job, I can't say enough how impressed we all are by everyone's commitment and excitement and enthusiasm for this. So I'm pretty sure that you're all going through some detox here. So as your body is also starting to let go and detox, all this stuff is completely normal. So this can increase your symptoms, too, and make you feel kind of low, make you kind of feel like you have the flu. A lot of people have written in and said, you know, I wasn't expecting to feel this bad at first. Is that normal? Well, I don't know necessarily what's normal for you. So, again, if you're really concerned about not feeling well, I want you to go see your doctor if it's really a concern. But if it's some common classic symptoms of, you know, feeling a little tired, feeling lower energy, maybe your mood is fluctuating, maybe you're a little achy, a little headachy, having some issues going to the bathroom, that's probably a little bit normal by, you know, up to day 3 or 4. I would say starting tomorrow, halfway through the program, towards the end of the program, we'd want to see you getting better. So if you're still feeling really low, write in to me, Nutrition Coaching. I could try to help you sort it out. Most importantly, if you're truly concerned, don't wait. Make the right decision and reach out to a practitioner near you. But most likely, like I'm saying, a lot of the detox will bring on that. So with some of the constipation, it's important to know, like I just said, that it can increase withdrawal symptoms because when you're retaining that toxic load, when you don't eliminate and your bowels can't eliminate, it makes you feel extra toxic, and that can lead to the aches and, you know, the headaches and some of that achy, flu-like feeling. And most importantly, it can decrease the success of your program. So it's a sign of elevated toxic load if you are constipated, and this program will definitely help you get rid of that constipation. But we want to talk about it quickly right now, what you can do, because we want to see you all succeed, and the constipation is just no fun, right? I mean, who doesn't want to start their day feeling lighter and like their body is working, especially because you're eating all these greens and all this fiber. So let's try to clear up some of the confusion. Okay, so the first tip I want to give you is something called the 4 F's, the fuss sound. So keep the in your brain as you go through your checklist. If you're having issues with your bowel movements and you're feeling constipated, number one, ask yourself, what kind of physical activity am I getting? How's my exercise? That's the first sound. So physical activity. The more you move, the more easily your body is going to eliminate. So think about the movements you want to have. You gotta provide that movement for yourself. So make sure you're really doing the exercise. It's one of the easiest things to kind of write off and say, I'm not going to do the exercise part. But please don't. We really want you to commit to that exercise. The next F is fiber. When you increase fiber in your diet, you definitely need to increase hydration. So we don't want you to not increase fiber, but it's smart to do it slowly and gradually. And as you do it, you have to give yourself more water because the fiber expands in your gut, brings in water. The more water that you have, the more easily you move that bulk through. So one of the things you're doing is you're increasing your vegetables. That's awesome. That's really great. We hope that you are definitely having all those veggies. A quick comment about veggies is on day 6 through 10, I know it seems like some of the meals don't come with veggies, but it's up to you to make every meal have at least 2 cups of veggies, however you'd like it. You can have a salad, you can lightly saute or steam or roast or have raw vegetables, whatever you like. But all those dinners want you to have vegetables, and that will also help you feel fuller and keep that fiber in. Also, the TGX that you're having, it really does require a lot of water. I know a lot of people see the instructions and they say, take it with a full glass of water, and you might not want to, or you might not really believe that you need to. Trust me, you want a full glass of water. So as you take the TGX and as each day goes on and you increase the amount of TGX you take, if you are increasing it, you also need to increase the amount of water with that. Another thing is fun. That's another F. Sometimes there's an emotional, psychological connection with constipation, and part of the journaling can help you work out some of the other kind of mental, emotional toxicity going on in life. And it's just completely normal. We all have hard days and there's stress and whatnot, but you got to release that. That's part of a detox. This detox, Dr. Hyman beautifully calls your attention that it's okay. Most of the time in life, we're told it's not okay to address stress or emotions or psychological fatigue. He's saying it is okay, and more than the fact that it's okay, you really need to. So if you're feeling that your mood is stuck and you're not feeling lighthearted, then other stuff becomes stuck, like your bowels. And so there's a connection between constipation and feeling stuck in your life. So release it. Help yourself release your stool, release what's going on in your life in your journal. You can always talk to a trusted friend or a professional, too, if it warrants that. The fourth F is fluids. Fluids, fluids, fluids. If you're doing caffeine, we really hope by now you've stopped. We addressed how to taper off yesterday. Again, I know 1 to 2 cups of green tea, it's okay, but remember, lots of fluids. At least 8 full cups of pure, clean water. And while you can have your herbal tea and whatnot, just make sure you're getting that fluid in at least the 8, because if you are doing that extra exercise, and if you are increasing fiber more now than ever, and if you are in general, just needing that detox, your body needs that water. So really be mindful. Make sure you drink that water. Bring it with you wherever you go. Have it on your desk. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that you always have that water coming in. Okay. So the other idea besides the 4 F's that we would encourage you is, check in with yourself honestly. How's the diet going? Am I sneaking in gluten? Is there sugar sneaking in? Are there sugar alcohols, diet drinks, diet foods? What is going on with my diet? Am I really honoring the program? Because sometimes we think we're doing it really well, but certain things sneak in, and maybe we don't even mean to, and they do. So, that could be another area. Really, really try to focus in, especially now that you're halfway through, and hopefully you're getting the hang of things more. Slow down a little bit. Really pay attention to what you're eating. And speaking of slowing down, digestion is really a great part of healthy bowel movements. So, in order for your body to fully digest, you need to be very present when you eat. So taking those deep breaths before you eat, chewing thoroughly, paying attention to the speed at which you're eating. If you need some digestion help, we can work on that, but there's a lot you can do just by how you eat. So pay attention to the pace of your eating and how that can affect your overall digestion and bowel habits. We hope you pay attention to all of that first. If you still need some help and you're not going to the bathroom, it is really important that we get you to go, because remember what we just said. If you are not going, it increases your toxic load. It's going to increase those symptoms. You're not going to feel well, and you're not going to reap the success of the program. So if that's the case, why not add 200 to 400 milligrams of magnesium citrate? You can take it a little bit before bed. Magnesium also helps relax the nervous system. It's wonderful for a detox. Most of us happen to be a little deficient in magnesium, especially those of us who are inching towards insulin resistance. So it not only helps you with the insulin, but it definitely can help you loosen your bowels. It helps loosen the muscles up. Dr. Hyman also recommends a little extra buffered vitamin C. You could take 2 to 4 grams daily, divided between breakfast and dinner. If your bowels become a little too loose with either of those, you can taper off and start with small doses. Again, it's all about that fiber. So we recommend 2 tablespoons of flaxseed. Remember, you have to get that flaxseed ground up. If you eat it whole, it kind of just moves through you, and you want it to be ground. It'll add bulk. It'll expand in your system. It's a wonderful source of natural fiber. Probiotics are wonderful as well. They help restore the balance of microflora in your gut. If you're having gas, that's a wonderful option as well. If you're having diarrhea, it's a wonderful option. Probiotics in general are very safe and 100% warranted for anyone trying to rebalance their health. A lot of health starts with proper digestion, so this part is really important. We can talk more on individual levels in the coaching. I would just like to close with the talk on constipation, that if you're really not going and you've tried all of those, Dr. Hyman would suggest an herbal laxative above any other type of laxative first. You want to look for something that has senna, cascara, rhubarb in it. They're not to be used regularly. However, you can use them for 3 days to a week. Would not use it more than a week. We have a wonderful herbal laxative, actually, in the store. You can find it locally as well. It's something that might really help you if you have not gone already. It might be worth your while. Okay, with that said, I'm going to wrap it up so that we have plenty of time for Q&A. If you were on the call yesterday, then you will remember to hit *6. If not, if you're new to it, what you want to do is hit *6 if you have a question, and then you're going to press 1 when it's your turn to ask the question. And with that said, thank you, and we will begin the Q&A. Okay, so first question.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi. My question was, when I got the blood test done initially before the program, I did discover that I was severely anemic. So I've been having to take iron pills on top of the other supplements. I just want to make sure that that's not going to mess up any of the detox.
From what I heard, I'm sorry, the phone was it was a little unclear, but you're taking iron, you found out you were a little anemic, and you want to make sure that's okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, especially if that was provided by your physician, then we would want you to continue with that. Some extra iron can lead to a little stomach discomfort and constipation. As a warning, if you are one of those people, I will not make you answer on the phone right now. But just to keep that in mind, if you're having a little discomfort, it's important to maybe take that iron with a vitamin C. That can help improve the absorption and some of the discomfort.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to mess up the program in any way. So thank you.
Okay, next question.
Hello?
Hi.
My question is, if you are working with the recipes, like, for instance, for dinner, do you have to follow every single thing, or can you say, like, if you know it's a fish, either change the fish or change some of the veggies according to what you have and that sort of thing?
Yes, a wonderful question. We spoke about that a little bit yesterday, and you can find a lot of information on the FAQ page, on the landing page. But in a nutshell, we want this program to work for you, and the general concept are a lot of green leafy vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, fresh vegetables, a lot of non-starchy, colorful vegetables.
Yep.
If you can make 75% of your plate vegetables, and that's whatever works for you,
yep.
And that's great. The other idea is, you know, try to challenge yourself. Dr. Hyman did create the food plan.
Yeah, they're very nice recipes.
Yeah,
they're nice. It's just some days maybe you don't have every single thing, so it's just, yeah.
Yeah, you do the best you can,
mm-hmm.
and as closely as you can follow the recipe, that's wonderful. But whatever you can manage, you make it yours.
And then one other quick question, which I think I already know the answer because I heard the other part. I didn't hear last night, but so with the PGX, you don't want to put that in the smoothie then?
Ideally, for PGX to work, it's magic. You want to give it some time. So that's why we really suggest 50, the 15 minutes beforehand.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. And that just leads me to one other thing. Is it okay then to put the vitamin supplements in the smoothie? Because I find I digest the vitamins better when they're in that blueberry drink.
And you just blend them up? The pills,
yeah,
the capsules?
Yeah, they get kind of all...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, that's fine. If you don't mind doing that, that's fine.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay, next question.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is Cindy. And
hi.
I just have a quick question. Does it matter what order? I know, and this is kind of along the same lines, you know, if I do the chicken breast one day and then I reheat the steak the next that I had the day before. I mean, does it matter? Or is there a general guideline as far as, like, fish a certain number of nights a week, you know, things like that?
Not at all. You can mix up the nights. If you need to, that's fine.
Okay, so I don't need to have fish 3 times a week or anything like that?
Well, I mean, honestly, having the fish is wonderful. It's highly anti-inflammatory, and it's a wonderful source of protein. So we would suggest having, you know, fish at least 3 times a week. But what I was trying to say is if fish was called for on Tuesday and you made it on Thursday night instead, that's fine.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Oh, I do have one other quick question. Are muscle cramps a part of this?
I'm sorry. Would you repeat that one more time?
Could muscle cramps be part of this detox?
Oh, for sure. Yep, cramping and aching can definitely be part of that. And what that tends to be a sign of most likely could be a need for some magnesium. So I'm not sure if you purchased the supplement kit from the store, if you found it locally, but try to aim for 200 to 400 milligrams of magnesium and see if that helps.
Okay, I was taking that, but I stopped to take the combo pack, the Purelane.
You can
so
take
I guess
a little,
I'll back it.
You can take some extra magnesium for sure. I can take up to like 600 milligrams. If you start to experience some loose stool or it's uncomfortable, you can taper down until you find the right amount for you.
Okay.
But yeah, you can take a little extra magnesium, sure.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Next question.
Hi.
Hi.
My question was about the headaches. You answered quite a bit of my concerns, but I'm still wondering, this is day four for me, and I'm still having the headaches, and I did hear most of what you were saying about what could cause them. And if it's unbearable, are we allowed to take an aspirin or something of that nature? Because I've just been suffering with these headaches.
Aww. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I know that it's really uncomfortable, especially when you're trying to just make it through each day and do your best.
I am hydrating. I am drinking. I'm drinking about a gallon of water a day. So.
Yeah, no, great. That's wonderful. Keep it up. I would say it's okay. If you really need to, take an ibuprofen or an aspirin if you really need to. We don't want you to suffer. But at the same time, just keep an awareness in the back of your head that this could be your body letting go and actually could be a sign of good things happening. So sometimes, you just got to move through the process. But by all means, please, we don't want you to suffer.
Okay, that was my question. I appreciate that. And you clarified it. I had read in the manual about the vitamin C, and I did it the first day that I had the headache, and it did subside by noon. But the next day, it happened again. I did the vitamin C. And the third day, it was worse. And then today, it's been all day. It subsided yesterday around 4. But today, I've had it the entire day.
Yeah, no, it does not sound fun. I would track it in your journal, just like you did over the phone. I would write, the times and see.
Yes.
It could also be that you're sensitive to certain foods. It could be a sign. It could be that it's just part of the regular detox and, by tomorrow you'll be okay. It could be your blood sugar. If you have a low blood sugar at a certain point in the day. You might need to manage, making sure you're eating every 3 hours.
Okay. That might be it as well. You're hitting the nail right on the head. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Let us know how you're feeling.
I will. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Next question.
Oh, hi. Great talk. I'm going to listen to the telephone information from last night. Quite informative, so thank you. I just have a
you're
question
welcome.
About the supplements.
Okay.
My question is, when you take the supplements, like with your breakfast, about 15 minutes after your fiber, do they get sort of bogged up in the fiber? Like,
That's a great question. Thank you. We've been getting asked that a lot as well, so thanks for reminding me to address that. Logically, I know it sounds like they would be, right? But actually what happens is, it increases the transit time the amount of time for your body to absorb all of those vitamins and minerals. And so even though, yes, it's a slower absorption of them, it's not bad at all. It's actually good. It gives your body more time to use them. So it's perfectly fine to take the supplements with your meals, take the TGX 15 minutes before, you'll be perfectly fine.
Okay.
No harm.
Okay, great. And then just another question. Does this, the detox and then going into the program further, does it help your entire gut lining, like your intestines and stuff like that, to help your system heal at all?
It does so beautifully. That is one of the major issues with properly detoxifying, getting your hormones balanced. Dr. Hyman's program is phenomenal at restoring the integrity of the gut lining, removing certain food triggers and sensitivities and allergies, removing foreign mysterious types of foods that our system really didn't evolve on that stresses the body out, increasing the relaxation response. All of these things help heal the lining of the gut. Now, on Friday, we're going to talk more about the blood sugar solution and your options. There's a wonderful part in that program where you can learn about your unique digestion and what areas of digestion you might need to tweak. And he really makes it simple about what you can do with food, what you can do with certain supplements, and there's some questions that he'll ask you, and you can really know for yourself what your level of digestion and function is. So there's also testing that he suggests there, if you warrant that. But in general, to answer your question, 100%, this program and this and the next 3 months will do wonders for your intestinal lining. Yep.
Okay, thanks. Because I've always heard, you know, when you have leaky gut and stuff, that's what causes a lot of your inflammation and problems. So that's good to hear. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yeah, you'll do great. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night. Next question.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I have a couple of questions. I actually purchased Dr. Hyman's Ultra Metabolism Cookbook, and I'm wondering the recipes that are in this cookbook, the ones that only have the vegetables and the protein, may I substitute some of those recipes? They're a little bit more appealing for my dinner, as long as they have the 75-25%?
Sure. That would be perfectly fine. Yep. You just focus on, you know, making your plate, like you said, you know, getting that protein in and then the rest of those low-glycemic, non-starchy vegetables. Most of the recipes in phase one of the Ultra Metabolism Cookbook are, or all of them actually are in phase one, are gluten and dairy-free, so that would be my suggestion. I would stay away from the phase two for now, just to make it simple for yourself, but
okay.
Sure, that would be fine.
I'm really enjoying the creamy asparagus soup. It's absolutely delicious.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm going to be making the green goddess broccoli and arugula soup, and I wanted to know if I may use chicken stock instead of the vegetable broth. Is that okay?
That's fine, sure. What we would suggest with the chicken broth is, you know, buy it from a reputable brand that, you know, is high quality, organic, free range, low sodium if possible. Definitely low sodium, but, you know, the higher quality. A lot of, you could always make it yourself, but I know a lot of people aren't going to have time to make their own chicken stock. But, some companies like Pacific or Imagine Foods in your local natural health food store or whatnot, you can find some quality versions like that. But, yeah, look for those keywords like low sodium, and you want to make sure that it's, you know, gluten-free and just basically chicken broth. You don't really need anything else, but I think that would be great. I think that would add a nice body and flavor, and it would be healthy as well.
And my last question is, so I'm also allergic to tomatoes, so on some of the dishes of that, say, fish in tomato or velvety tomato sauce, is it okay to just do the protein and then do another vegetable in place of all of the tomatoes?
100%. By no means do we want you to suffer.
So, okay.
If you're allergic to something, please, right, you can definitely make the substitution, 100%.
And when we have the soup, when I have the soup, it talks about that you need to have protein with the soup. About how much protein should I have with the soup?
I think a good range would be anywhere from 3 to 6 ounces. Now, that completely depends on you. It depends on, you know, how hungry you are and what your particular body needs. So I would play around and see what feels right to you. But, you know, because we're not having starchy vegetables, we're not having grains, we're not doing fruit, you might require a little bit more fuel to keep you going. And by all means, if you need some more protein, we want you to have it. The normal serving size that you'll hear a lot about in nutrition, you know, circles and whatnot is like 3 ounces. But Dr. Hyman wants you to know that it's okay if you need to have up to 6 ounces of protein at your meals to keep you going. That's fine. So,
And I just want to say in conclusion,
yeah.
I participated with Dr. Hyman in the Daniel Plan with the church. I'm a member of that church. So I was able to get off of a lot of stuff, but I have struggled with the artificial sweetener, with the Splenda. And so I'm happy to say I'm now off of the Splenda.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that because I didn't get off of it.
That. Yeah, that's great. We're proud of you, and thank you for letting us know. It's wonderful to hear how you've been doing, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, I think we have time for about one more question, and then we'll wrap up tonight. And don't forget, you can check in with me through Nutrition Coaching. You can email the team at beta@bloodsugarsolution.com for non-nutrition questions. And then there'll be another final chat on Friday at 1 p.m. So one more question.
Oh, hello. Yes, I had a question about whether there's a concern about drinking too much water, because I find I like drinking it a lot, and I've been going through about 4 liters a day. Hello?
Yeah, no. That's definitely great that you're on the hydrated side. So first of all, you know, I'll just say, you know, good job on that. You know, there is a limit to how much water that you actually need. Your body would probably let you know. You would start to feel certain signs, and you might, you know, your electrolytes might become imbalanced. You might notice, you know, feelings in your heart rate or your blood pressure or even your blood sugar if you're watching that. So I think you would probably know if you were having too much. So my suggestion is just to keep an eye out on what it feels like for you. But if you're feeling okay, I think water is great, and we could all probably use more than what we get, especially, like I said, with this program, with the increased amount of fiber and the sweating that we're doing and the bath at night, the exercise and whatnot, it's probably not bad to be having more water than we're used to.
So when you say your blood pressure or your glucose, I'm checking both, how would it react?
In general, you might find that your blood pressure might be too low. You might feel dizzy upon standing, or your blood sugar, if it gets too low, you might feel shaky or whatnot, or if your blood sugar compensates or your blood pressure compensates for low blood sugar, then your blood pressure might be higher if you're checking your blood pressure. But, you know, just general signs and symptoms, which you would probably know. So if you're not doubting how you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're fine. I would assume that you're probably fine.
Good to know. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that about wraps up our hour. You all must have to go get your 8 hours of sleep by now so we can keep you on track. I thank you all for showing up and participating. It was wonderful to get to hear from some of you. And I hope to hear from more of you on Friday. And best of luck. You're halfway through. You're doing awesome. We're so excited for everyone's success, and we just love getting to hear from you. So thanks for sharing what's going on for you, and just keep up the excellent work. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.